I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's Democratic governor and Republican attorney general are telling U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions that the state's marijuana industry is working and can work better with federal collaboration. Governor John Hickenlooper and Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman say Colorado has adopted measures to crack down on illegal pot cultivation and pot diversion to other states. The man facing nearly 180 charges for the 2015 shootings at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs appeared in court again yesterday and was again deemed too incompetent to stand trial. Robert Deer will return to the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo with another court date scheduled for the end of November. And the first football game at Colorado State University's new on-campus stadium is tomorrow. More than 40,000 people are expected to attend. CSU spokesman Mike Hooker says parking is a major concern. They're cautioning that all lots on the main campus are already reserved.
There are some lots over there by the veterinary teaching hospital, and that's where all of the cash lots are. And again, remember that mass transit is, and also bikes are going to be a big part of how people do game day.
CSU sold $239 million in revenue bonds payable through 2055 to cover building costs and interest payments for the first few years. University officials say the future of Hughes Stadium will be decided next year. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.